guilty plea from a Trump associate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is coming today in New York City from Alan Weisselberg.
He's the longtime associate of former President Donald Trump that has overseen finances for the Trump Organization. Prosecutors say he was part of a scheme to give under-the-table cash to company executives. Weisselberg himself allegedly took nearly $2 million.
Fox's Gernal Scott. As part of the plea deal, Weisselberg will testify against the Trump Organization, but not against the former president or any Trump family member. In court in Florida, an attempt today to unseal the affidavit that led to the search warrant that led to the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago home that yielded 11 sets of classified documents.
The judge presiding over the hearing approved the FBI's search warrant used to execute that raid. The Department of Justice opposes the release of the affidavit, claiming it would compromise its criminal investigation into Trump. But the former president is calling the department's bluff, saying the department is putting up red tape to hide its politically motivated search.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani testified before a grand jury in Georgia investigating his work as a Trump lawyer trying to help the then president overturn election results. A police officer shot Monday night in Florida has died.
Last few days here at Jackson Memorial Hospital, we have seen so many officers stopping by praying that this Miami-Dade police officer would recover.
Maricela Burgos with 7 News Miami. Officer Cesar Echeverry was wounded in a shootout with a robbery suspect who was killed. An attack in Afghanistan, a mosque in the capital Kabul was bombed during evening prayers, killing at least 21 people, injuring more than 30 others. In Ukraine, the Russian bombardment continues, at least 7 people killed in Kharkiv. The leaders of the UN and Turkey will go to Ukraine today to meet with the president, who's trying to expand grain exports that Russia's been blocking. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are changes coming to the CDC, where the director says they fell short in the COVID response, not meeting expectations.
After criticism of the CDC's response to COVID-19 and other public health emergencies, the agency is looking for an overhaul. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, announced the steps include changes like increasing the use of preprint scientific reports to get out data to take action on, restructuring the communications office to make guidance easier to find and more clear, as well as altering the organization chart to undo some Trump administration changes. The changes have to be approved by the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, and Dr. Walensky hopes to have the full overhaul in effect by 2023. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's an empty cell on death row in Texas after Kosul Chantakuman got a lethal injection last night, mouthing the words, "I love you, Mom," as she watched. He was executed for murdering a real estate agent 16 years ago. There's an abortion update from another state after the Supreme Court's ruling gave states the rights to ban or restrict the procedure, taking away the federal legal right for women.
Federal Judge William Osteen blocked the North Carolina abortion law in 2019, but said now, in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs overturning Roe, the decades-old law banning abortion after 20 weeks is back in effect. Abortion clinics, doctors, and some county DAs told the judge earlier this summer that he shouldn't vacate his own injunction here, that there was no motion to do so. Republican lawmakers then filed a brief asking to intervene on behalf of the law, as state officials had declined to defend it. Now Republican lawmakers say they hope to win enough additional seats in the state house this fall to veto-proof additional restrictions, possibly one that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly the day after the Dow dropped 171 points, ending a five-day streak of gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.